you remember much about the salmon fishing?
Oh, the salmon, there was, beyond the farm, was a quite, there were two houses. One was called the Coast Guard House, which had a sort of a garage outside it and within its walls. But they said that was for the rockets, to do with the Coast Guard situation. Mm. And then next to it, just south of that, immediately south, was another house, some outbuildings, and an ice house which went in under the sand dunes. And this was for salmon fishing, and they called it stake net fishing. What they did, some of the poles that were out on the beach, at the tide line, they had a number of poles. These poles that I talk about, and they're a bit like telegraph poles all the time. They're about that thickness, and they were sticking up.
So about that height as well?
Roughly about that height. And the ones that were for the salmon fishing were in a pattern, and they slung the nets from them, and they had a trail net out to sea. And the salmon came along the coast and were guided by this other net into this net that was suspended from the posts, so that into sort of like a room, and they couldn't get out. So when the tide went out, the fishermen went down with their tractor and trailer to collect the salmon that were in these nets. And then they went off to the fish market down in London. They went off down to London. There were people, I think the family that did a lot of the fishing that lived there at that time when we went along were called Hope, the Hope family. Mm-hmm. And I think there were quite a few Hopes involved with the salmon fishing. And there were Bothies. Well, I had another name for them. There were Bothies. There was one further south in the sand dunes, and there was another one along the golf course, which again were to do with the salmon fishing. And I don't know whether they kept nets and things, whether anybody actually stayed in them, or whether they were just sort of shelters. I don't know, but there's these two little white houses that were.
How long do people fish from there for?
Oh, I'm not sure of the dates. I think that because the owners of it was taken over by a man from London, and they altered the house, came to live up here, from Godalming, I think he came from, and they had a big fishing wholesale business in London. Wish I could remember the name of the fish market in London. It'll come to me in the middle of the night. Any rate, he owned salmon fishing up at the Black Isle, eel fishing in Ireland, and this stake net fishing around Gossick, so far as I know. And he came to live up there with his family and improved the house. And the Bothies for the fishermen to stay in.